Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
School children in an abortion alley. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this case, the Two Rivers Public Charter School case, on Faith and Freedom. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. This case is unbelievable, Matt, because it involves an elementary and a middle school. We're talking about kindergarten up through middle school. And right in the middle of these public schools, by the way, there's a charter public school that we're talking about, the Two Rivers Public Charter School. It's still a public school, but it's a charter school. A school on one side, a school on the other side, and in between is a Planned Parenthood abortion death mill. And Larry, our client, and others, before that Planned Parenthood clinic was actually opened, they began to appear on a public sidewalk, and they began to hold signs peacefully to let the people know in the community that this was coming. And now that it's opened, they still appear there, but the individuals, including Larry, our client, were sued. And you would think, well, naturally Planned Parenthood would try to silence them.
Wrong.
It was the charter school that sued. It's the charter school that is trying to silence them. This is absolutely astounding that a school entrusted with children now wants to silence those that are speaking out against the death mill sandwiched right in between these schools.
And what a, you know, schools are where kids go to learn. And for the school here to be engaging in an affront to the First Amendment, shouldn't they be teaching these kids what the Constitution allows? Larry and other protesters there are protected by the First Amendment. They are exercising their First Amendment rights. They're on public property. They're protesting. It's speech. And yet this charter school is trying to silence them in violation of the First Amendment. It makes no sense.
Yeah, our client, Larry, his sign says, if you teach kids it's okay for moms to kill babies, don't be surprised when children kill children in the violence.
Yeah, but they don't want that message.
No.
They don't want the parents and the community to realize that the charter school officials are in favor of abortion. Right. They want, amazingly, a baby-killing machine set up among these innocent children. They want them to grow up from kindergarten on through middle school with the idea that Planned Parenthood is just part of their lives. Abortion is just part of their lives. It is a situation where they're trying to indoctrinate the kids. And so they don't want anybody rocking the boat. They don't want these kind of signs or individuals out there in front of the abortion clinic or in front of the area there on the public sidewalk. And again, this is a public sidewalk. This, in the Supreme Court and federal court language, is a public forum. It is open for expressive activity, for First Amendment activity. And Larry is not blocking. He's not using a megahorn or megaphone. He's simply there peacefully getting out a message.
So they don't like his viewpoint, so they want to silence his viewpoint.
Right.
But, you know, I couldn't imagine dropping my child off at a school that is in favor of killing the future children that would go to that school.
Yeah,
that makes absolutely no sense.
You know, it's unfathomable when you think about it. But that's exactly what they're doing. They have these children, but they want to actually have less children because they want to encourage abortion. And they want to have these children grow up with the concept of abortion being right there. Imagine, you know, these kids starting from kindergarten. You get dropped off at school. What's that? Oh, that's a Planned Parenthood. What do they do? Well, they do abortions, and you grow up K through fifth grade.
Well, you know, now,
and then sixth grade, you know, up through high school.
And we know that Planned Parenthood is infiltrating the curriculum, teaching children as young as kindergarten to be sexually active.
Well,
so
you
they
know
will
where
in turn
they're probably going to get
there.
Their curriculum at some point is from Planned Parenthood.
Exactly.
So you've got kindergartners through the fifth grade, sixth grade up through the point where they enter into high school. So it's an elementary school and a middle school, and sandwiched in between it is the Planned Parenthood abortion mill. Every day, while these children, think about this, are in class and they're learning, there is a baby next door screaming and crying because it is being brutally tortured and killed every day that it's in operation. And this is what the charter school is in favor of.
Yeah, they want the kids to interpret that and to be desensitized to that and to actually view it. It's about viewpoint. It's viewpoint discrimination. They don't like the viewpoint of the protesters. They want it to be seen by these children as a societal good.
But yeah. yet, in the lawsuit, the school said that our client and any others who are peacefully on the sidewalk are causing emotional distress and a nuisance to the school.
Yeah, emotional
Think
distress.
Think about that.
Because they're talking about what's going on in the clinic. Mm-hmm. It's not them causing emotional distress. It's what's happening in the clinic that's causing emotional distress. Yeah. Because it is emotional and it is distressful to know that what's happening there is babies are being murdered. If, in fact, these children in the school ultimately realized what's really happening in that building in the middle of these two schools was that they were killing children, these children would not go for it. They wouldn't, because they're not going to, kids of that age are not going to want to brutalize somebody else that's a weaker right. person. They don't know. They just get this idea of indoctrination, abortion, it's a choice, and so forth. And that's what they really want. So Larry is one of the people that we represent, one of the people that go there, and we represent him. He stood on this sidewalk peacefully holding a sign. He's never trespassed on school property.
Hasn't broken
any
laws.
And he's never broken a law. And by the way, you know where this is? It's in the nation's capital. This is in Washington, D.C. So we just recently filed our reply brief in the appeal case seeking to dismiss the Two Rivers Public Charter School lawsuit against Larry. So pray for Larry. The picture here on our website is, as you were mentioning, Holly, Larry, he's dressed in a suit, kind of, with no coat on, but he's got a tie, well-dressed, holding the sign on a public sidewalk.
Right. And this case has gone on since 2015. You think it'd be a no-brainer that a school would not want an abortion in its alley.
So the school would rather spend its money on litigating this case. Again, this is not a lawsuit instigated by the pro-lifers. No, it's a lawsuit that was affirmatively filed, not by Planned Parenthood, but by Two Rivers Public Charter School. They engaged counsel to file the lawsuit to stop this pro-life peaceful activity. And clearly, you know, we have a number of these kinds of cases around the country with pro-lifers doing sidewalk counseling, standing out there in the weather of the day, whether it's rain, sunshine, whether it's blazing heat, whether it's snow. Mm-hmm. They stand there during the day. They stand there on the weekends. And in Larry's case, he goes on public sidewalks and ultimately shares the gospel. And others that we represent, they share the gospel. They want to provide the gospel of life and change and hope that comes from Jesus Christ to these individuals who are under a situation where they think their only choice is to kill their baby.
All right. These school officials should be ashamed.
They should
be ashamed. Yeah, and in years past, the Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled in favor of free speech and freedom of religious expression.
Well, and if Larry didn't have Liberty Counsel to stand with him, he doesn't have the resources to go out and hire a law firm to represent him. This case going on for now 4 years, and it's not over by any means. It's going to go on beyond 4 years, would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's just something out of the budget of anyone. So that's why we're there standing with him. And I know you can't be in all of these different places. I know your values are our values, but you can extend your reach through Liberty Counsel, through the Ministry of Liberty Counsel, to advance and defend religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. And whether it's Larry in Washington, D.C., whether it's other people in other parts of the country standing there to give life and hope, whether it's Sandra Merritt, who's under intense litigation from the state and Planned Parenthood in California, or whether it's Kim Davis, standing for God's truth in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. You can be a partner with Liberty Counsel in the ministry as we stand with them. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.